Talk About on Radio Kerry.
Now, we're going to start this afternoon by talking about the cost of living crisis, but specifically how it is affecting pubs. Because according to a recent survey, 4 out of 10 people have said that they're going to go to the pub far less this autumn and winter because of the cost of living crisis. That, of course, is not good news for the publicans, many of whom are already struggling as we head out of the pandemic. So what can be done? Well, Paul Clancy is CEO of the Vintners Federation of Ireland. He's on the line now to chat to us. Paul, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you very much, Deirdre.
What are your members telling you about their increased electricity bills?
Well, we have some really horror stories, dear, to tell you the truth. Like, our publicans all over the country are receiving energy bills that are in some cases 200 or 300% more than they were last year. For example, we have some members who are paying 14 cents per kilowatt unit for electricity. Now they're being quoted 64 cents, which is like a fourfold increase. So the main concern really that our members have really is about the future and the uncertainty for the autumn and winter period. And it would be fair to say the publicans have had a bounce back since COVID. They were closed for 22 months and they have bounced back, and you know, they were in great spirits. But I think this energy concern going forward is a major concern for them. So with budget coming up this day week, believe it or not, our call to Minister Donoghue and Mr McGrath, who we've met, really is to put some direct supports in place there as quickly as they possibly can to help pubs survive through which is going to be a very, very challenging autumn and winter.
And can you give us a specific idea of what would help publicans? What kind of measures are you talking about?
Well, we're really talking about direct payment in the form of something like they might have done with commercial rates waiver during COVID, where the actual rate to pay the publican direct. And we're looking to try and get back to some level of normality in relation to energy costs compared to 2019. Or as close to that as we possibly can, because, you know, as I said, it's the uncertainty really of the bills coming in. They're now and they're causing major concern, and a lot of pubs around the country, particularly in rural Ireland, have closed for Mondays and Tuesdays. And what we want to prevent is that escalating anymore. We lost 340 pubs during COVID. We want to try and get pubs back on a sustainable footing, and pubs are doing their damnedest to provide an excellent service, you know, be it to staycationers and tourism all through Ireland, and they're a critical part of the tourist experience. So we want to make sure that they're in a healthy state, that when they come back in summer 23, that they're fit and ready and have survived.
Paul, is it possible, though, having heard what you said and accepted what you said about the cost of running a pub, and obviously that is a challenge, but is it possible that the way Irish people socialise is changing? I think a lot of people during the pandemic, because they weren't going out to the pub frequently, realised after the pandemic how much money they saved by not going out, buying rounds of drink a couple of nights a week. And maybe that made them think, and maybe they aren't going to the pub as often as they used to because of that.
Well, look, there is a change in habits, and it's interesting you say that, because when talking to suppliers in particular in our own public, there was a certain bounce after COVID where people did miss the pub, you know, where they had a chance to meet and where communities meet. And we have that all over Ireland, where the pub is the hub, if you like. It's where people meet. And there was a certain bounce back, there's no doubt about that. And I think when it was closed, a lot of people did miss that opportunity to meet and speak together. But I do take your point. It is a challenging environment there. People's tastes are changing, but, you know, publicans are changing as well. For example, we know that the amount of zero alcohol drinks, like Heineken Zero and Guinness Zero and things like that, they're increasing through a certain demographic, which is a good thing, because they're coming into pubs now, they're spending the time there, they're spending some money in that environment, which is excellent, and that particular segment of the market is growing. So we're trying to adjust our business models, if you like, to suit the new market that is emerging. And it bodes well for the future in respect to that, in terms of the attractiveness of the pub, but it's more about just the extra physical running costs, and to make it profitable that people can survive, the publicans can survive through the winter period and be ready for, you know, summer 23.
And you say as well in the press release from the Vintners Federation of Ireland that pubs can't pass on increases to customers because they're already under financial strain. Is it they can't, or they won't, or will some of them just put up the price of a pint?
They just won't. Look, I'll be honest with you. I mean, our publicans are really scared about increasing the price, be it a meal or a pint, because, you know, they want to keep it as attractive as possible to keep people coming through the over the threshold, if you like, into the pub. And the real concern is that if they increase the prices too much, that it will deter people from travelling into the pub. So they're very, very cautious of that. So mindful of that, I mean, that's why the budget next week is so important, that we can maintain the attractiveness of the pub so people will come out and socialise. You know, they've worked hard all week. It's a treat that they like to have. They can come out and enjoy themselves and, you know, as a community, celebrate together. And, you know, it's really important that we make as competitive and a compelling offer we can, in which is going to be a very difficult time for people, for consumers, you know, with inflation, interest rates and energy costs. So we understand that and we appreciate that. And that's why we all need to focus on how can we keep not just pubs, but, you know, small businesses in general in Ireland open so that we can keep people employed and provide, which is a massive service, if you like, for the tourist and hospitality sector throughout Ireland.
Yeah, and particularly here in Kerry, where we rely so much on it. Paul, we've got to leave it there, but thank you for that. Certainly, we'll all be keeping a very close eye on the budget next Tuesday. For now, though, we let you go, and thank you for joining
thank
us
you,
this afternoon. That's Paul Clancy, their CEO of the Vintners Federation of Ireland.
Talk About on Radio Kerry.